Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, it's practically 9 o'clock, as if it made a difference at this stage. If you're due anywhere at 5 to 9, you're late. This is the way I look at it now. Joe Collins with me. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How
it's
are you?
Lovely to see you. And I'd say you were delighted to get out of your warm bed this morning on a Monday in the dark. And
put the terminals on this morning.
I believe it's only booked.
It's outside. Baltic. The next 48 hours are crucial.
Crucial. It's not good. It's suddenly, as a fellow said, suddenly winter.
I better put my phone on silent.
Because your agent might be ringing.
Look, my people might be onto your people.
This is the thing. There could be work coming.
It never stops to clear that credit union. It's very important.
Hollywood beckons.
How are you keeping, Marty?
I'm awful good.
How is Grandadship doing?
Grandadship is... Thank you for the lovely bottle.
Little water bottle. Little Peter Pan water bottle.
Give that to Lily. It'll be lovely. And she'll whack me over the head.
I'm telling you now, it'll be flung across the Malahide Road.
It's great to see you have the merch.
No flies on us in the Gaiety.
I'm telling you.
This is no ordinary panto.
No, it's the Gaiety panto. Why aren't you? Is it you in disguise? It's you in disguise. I recognise the tights.
The legs are out.
Listen, it's 24th of November, right through the 5th of January. That's a long run.
It is. It's a long run. It's a great run. It's tradition again, Marty.
Tis.
The Gaiety Panto opens and starts the ball rolling. 151 years of pantomime. And this week is always stressful because of the technicals of putting the whole thing together. We've flying sequences to do all day today. And a company called Flying by Foy are in from London. And the mechanisms of all the flying. I'm flying with the two boys, and Peter Pan, of course, is flying, and Wendy.
Yeah.
It's very magical.
Have you flown before?
With the next 48 hours. Granny will be... Nana will be in a heap.
Tell me, have you tried this before?
I have done it before. And that's why there were extra sessions in the gym to build up the core. So your strength in your core is terribly important.
Bad.
Weren't they?
'70s.
I don't think they did the Eurovision.
No, but there was always that.
No, absolutely.
But come here to me. You've built up your core.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of strength.
It does a lot of strength.
Right.
So it's just today now will be... Oh God, you will get used, and also I'm singing while I'm flying as well. So multitasking.
But you were always a great
look. Look, you know.
But I don't know if I could now contemplate that. I think I'd be too nervous.
Do you?
I'm not suggesting for a minute an incapacity.
And your physical capabilities are what you'd be well able.
Renowned. Indeed.
Around the RTE canteen.
Very big in the canteen. But I'm just trying to figure out to do that. Of course, it's precision because when one is flying and one isn't. So there's a lot of absolute by the book stuff.
Oh, come here. There are harnesses, and there's a mechanism when the harnesses are put on you by the team, and then there's two grips at the side.
You've got to trust people.
And then there's a code. You get two taps, and that's clearance, and you're able to fly and all that. Yeah,
wow.
It's quite
really
high tech.
It really is.
And Peter Pan and Wendy do this most magical piece in the middle of the production where they fly over the city of Dublin and further afield. To the most gorgeous vocal between the two of them. It's absolutely beautiful. And we stopped us in our tracks again the other day when we ran it to look at all the team, all the creatives we're in. And like when I look at the costumes this year, there's over 85 costumes have been made for this production. They're all made here by Jen McGuire and our team. And they're all my costumes, of course. And the rest of them are, we don't know what the rest
are. There are a few other
ones. The rest are wearing.
It doesn't matter what they
have in the background.
That's right. So listen, talk to me about Nana. Nana is, knowing you, it's a pivotal role. Literally, in every sense of the word. Nana's all over just like a rash, I expect.
Nana is the caretaker and minder of Michael and John. And let's hope Nana stays to the script, because my director, Darren Crosby, is going a whiter shade of pale, going, what's this line? I don't know.
But you've never kept to a script before.
Probably not in pantomime.
But that's the thing people love.
That's the freedom of it. Yeah. I think Nana can get away with a few little bits and bobs here and there, yes. and there are moments where I think she will, and yes. You'll hear a thud, and that's our director passing a piece up the back going.
I'm sure now, Darren Crosby. We will have no bother with
Darren Crosby. Time. Will be fine.
He's a gentleman.
He's a great lad.
He's a great lad. It is, of course, when you think about a show like this, pantomime, it is a spectacular. It has to be, because that's what little people are expecting, what mum and dad are expecting. But when you have an event like that, it's great. There's a lot of pressure too. I know it's great crack and you love it. A lot of pressure.
You're right. It's discipline. It's our discipline, you know? Okay. Because when we go in, we'll go in today, I have to go over to the studio first and we do some clean-ups, then into the theatre, then for flying set. We won't go there. And crockery. And it is the discipline. It is up early in the morning, it's workouts, your dietary requirements. There's 90-odd shows on the calendar and every show has to be a first show. Yes. Every show is a first show and you have to be on top of that. I remember one year, it was last year, bringing the entire lighting rig onto the floor of the stage, cleaning it because of the dust and stuff goes out of line a bit.
Yeah.
It's top notch, and it is. It's our trade, it's our craft, and we have to be on top of that.
And you are right, because let's face it, people are families, whatever, people coming, they're having their tea. They're going out for
Christmas,
and there's all of that, and the Santi, and you're bang smack in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And they're only coming once, presumably. And you're right, you have to be there.
It's their first time in, Marty.
That's for sure. Yeah. A little bit of Fred Astaire, we thought, I want to be a dancing man, because, are you dancing at all, are you?
I'm doing a little bit.
I've heard that.
Dancing man, while I can, gonna leave my footsteps on the sands of time. If I never leave a dime, never be a millionaire, I don't care. I'll be rich as old King Midas might have been, at least until the tide comes in. Let other men build mighty nations and buildings to the sky. I'll leave a few creations to show that I was dancing by. I wanna be free as any bird can be. Yes, sirree. Gonna leave my footsteps on the sands of time. If I never leave a dime, a dancing man with footsteps on the sands of rhythm and rhyme.
asleep in the... Do you hear him? It says here, Fred dances at this stage. I think he's sleeping on the floor.
Tap dances.
I know. I want to be a dancer man. But you do a bit of dancing in it as well.
We do. We do loads of dancing. Choreographed by Darren Crosby, yet again.
Oh, right.
There's some great stuff in it. And indeed, the dancers again, the female dancers. Tara O'Halloran is our dance captain. So when Darren moves on, she takes over. And we've clean-ups every day. Cleanups every day, whether it's script and whether it's routines, because they do get a little bit sort of out of keel a bit, and has to keep it tight and placing.
So cleanup means that it's making sure that we
they're all in place,
that we're doing as we were supposed to.
Yeah. Yes, as exactly. We rehearsed.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
So
except for you, of course.
Except for I've extra calls, Mr. Conlon. Please come to the stage, Mr. Conlon. Oh, my people must be looking for me.
Yeah, I think you're right too. Good cast.
It's a great cast. There's a young lad called Colm Quinn playing Peter Pan, and he's a Riverdance background.
Oh?
Yeah. He's
as in a dancer?
One of the lead dancers. And he's a fantastic young lad, but he also has a beautiful, beautiful voice. And he's playing opposite Clodagh Keane, who is Wendy, and they match up so well. And I know, of the Grinnell dynasty.
Oh, yes.
The late Aidan Grinnell. Well, his son Nicholas is playing Captain Hook. He's still there doing the baddie.
Excellent. Yeah.
Along with Ciara Lyons and Donegha O'Dea-Smee, and just a team of people, and the comedic element, particularly with Donegha O'Dea. He's fantastic as Smee. He's just wonderful.
It's a great... Peter Pan is a great musical anyway. It's a great show in every respect. And you're going to have great... You're going to have great sport out of it.
Yes, yeah.
When did you start working on this? Because I know, Joe, that you do other things. You teach and all these other strings to your bow. Are you doing a one-man show?
I am next year.
Next year?
Next year, please God.
We talked about this before.
We did. And that's set in stone now. That's ready to go. It's a concept about two ladies who have never met over the years in the 50s and 60s. And they've made decisions in their lives which impacted with one another, but yet had never met. And there's a pin in the middle of that glues these two women together. And this came out of COVID. I started writing during COVID times. And I did a few workshops with Elaine Murphy. She's a wonderful Irish writer. And I saw some of her productions in theatre. And I was taken back by her writing. So I workshopped one or two pieces with her. And she was very encouraging. And I remember during... and my cancer journey, I went and got some psychology help to psychologists and that, and got a bit of help with it because I thought it was important for me. And out of that came the writing. So during COVID, I just wrote and I wrote and I wrote. And this play is now going to come to fruition next year. It's directed by a lady, by Belinda Murphy, who's a colleague of mine, because I thought the story is quite... relatable to two women and what they've gone through. And I thought it has to be directed by a woman because of the understanding of it. Now, I've workshopped it. I've done a few workshops. And the final workshop was in August. And there's a few tweaks and that. We're bringing in a dramaturg now to just fine-tune it.
You're not going to be in it, or are you?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yeah. And it's a great challenge.
Are you playing one of the women?
No, I'm going to play the main protagonist in it.
Okay.
And it takes you on a journey. And there's highs and lows. And there's some very comedic moments in it. Because I think that's part of the process in life, the highs and lows. And there's all these funny moments.
Yes,
and laughing is a great tonic as well.
Yeah.
And so it is relatable. And to me personally... of a journey that I've gone through. So as I was writing this, I found it very cathartic.
Oh, right.
It was fantastic. And if that person that I was seeing said, you need to write, I can see stuff and you're a creative person and all that. You know?
And it was also at a time when you weren't able to perform.
Wasn't able to perform.
So you were able to get out that artistic bent, if you will. Get it out there. Get it out there. Commit it to paper and put it out there. I have to say, you're looking exceptionally well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My eyes were done years ago. You look exceptionally well. You look like the height of fitness and health.
Are you feeling good? Yeah, my health is good. As you know, I was on a cancer journey. And
yes, you
are.
We discussed it the last time.
Yeah, we did. And I'm great. And I go for a checkup. To the team, they just check me up. But I do look after myself. I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm great for walking. I think walking is great for anyone who's busy. Our lives are very busy, and we tend to not just stop. And I was discussing with your producer this morning, yesterday, in the middle of, I have to do bits and pieces and I clean the house, you know, Sunday. And I was listening to the radio and a piece of music came on in the afternoon and it stopped me in my tracks. I just stopped everything and sat down and listened to it. And it was one of those seminal moments of, God, that was gorgeous. And the power of music and stopping and listening, you know.
Time out. So important.
So I am, thank you for saying that, I'm really good and looking after myself mentally and physically.
Yeah.
I do look after
myself. Also, you're taking on this, you said it yourself, 90 performances. And it's day after day after day after day.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you look at artists, they'll perform on a Wednesday, but they won't perform again until Friday.
No.
And then it'll be next Monday or whatever. To do it day after day, and of course, you've matinees Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Two shows a day.
I rest my case.
You know, 14 days.
And as a fellow said, you're having to pick on you to start. So, you know. This is the second star to the right from Peter Pan. A little bit of a chorus thing, just to give people. Yeah. Second star to the right. Who's that referred to? I wonder. Who's that?
Because
you're in the middle of it, I'm fully aware of that. Joe Collins, we were talking about Peter Pan, which is opening on the 24th of November at the Gaiety, running till the 5th of January. It's no ordinary panto, sure it's not?
No, it's the Gaiety panto.
I said to myself, you'll give me the... No, that'll cost money now if you want the full one. Although we still have your promo. We still love your promo. and we use it very often.
It's lovely to see the tradition of panto, like the first introduction for young children.
It's so important. And this is ridiculous to say, I wish Lily was about 2 or 3 years older. Because, she's too young. But, to bring her and to give her
a sense.
That's
the magic of it.
It is. There is no... I remember myself being brought by my parents. I remember bringing our children... Like, it is such an integral part of Christmas and what it means.
And it's lovely to see that tradition spreading around our country now.
Yes.
Local pantos.
That's right.
The Helix, the Olympia, National Stadium, Tullamore opening with a new panto.
Right. Did you ever do any of the
I did. I worked in Liberty Hall, the Olympia, the Old Tivoli Theatre.
Yes, the Old Tivoli.
All those. And it's part of... you're working on the... you're learning on the job all the time.
And, yes.
And that's what the tradition is about. It's getting bigger, and I think we should embrace the art form of pantomime. I think
but it's also,
important.
And we have to say, and there's no point in putting this one under the carpet, it's also a living you have to make. And you commit yourself to this, to rehearsals and planning and all of that, and as you say, making all the costumes and everything else. And then you've got this 6-8 week run, whatever it happens to be.
Yes.
And it's long, but it's, or 2 months, but it's how you live then. Yes. For a period of time. So it's vitally important for all those involved to keep it as good as it can be.
I was thinking this morning coming over that we're in tracksuits and rehearsal gear in the rehearsal room. And, and now today I've been high shoes and underskirts rehearsing with all them, and then the art form of a team of people, the wigs by Mae Reedman, who's designed all the wigs, and Chris Rohn's makeup design. All these now, all these elements come together. And you, as an artist now, you have to apply your artistry to that form of going standby. I've two quick changes, and they're so quick, but I just stand there and they do it. And then you're back on, quick drop of water. You're
like a fella changing the wheels in a race in a car.
And without that team of creatives in the background, the stage management, we have a wonderful stage director, Donna Leonard, who just runs the ship. She's a humongous amount of cues, the flying systems and sets in and out. That's what all comes together now this week, and it's just your head switches around into production mode, show mode.
Yeah. Does somebody play a crocodile, or do you have a real...
There's a croc in it.
There's a croc in it.
There's a croc in it.
Be very careful with that phrase.
Mind the croc. Two what young lads.
I've got a line for you when you see it. What a load of croc.
That was a load of croc, Nana. Come here. The gaiety have gone to hell.
Oh, that'll be funny.
And I think as well, when producers take financial risks, like our producer Caroline Downey and other producers, they take a financial risk and... To put it on, but also to maintain the standards, because children nowadays and young teenagers have devices and stuff, and so the content of the production, the musical content, the visuals on the screen are terribly important to keep them focused.
That's right, and they know other productions elsewhere with their screens, and they can, absolutely.
Yes.
Will you stay with me for a minute?
I'd love to, thank you.
Could you? Thank you. I have a bit of traffic.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Fire. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Sinead, there he's behind you.
What? No, no, he's not.
Yes, he's behind you. How are you doing?
So much fun. I'll start off with traffic on the M50 southbound, as it's slow there between junction 4 Ballymun now and junction 5 Finglas. Still quite heavy and clear on the M18 southbound from junction 12 Ennis to junction 11 Drumoland, where traffic is being requested to leave the motorway because of a collision at junction 10 Newmarket on Fergus. In Cork, it's slow approaching an incident on the South Ring Road eastbound after junction 3 Bandon Road. It's in the right lane. And heavy on the North City Link Road inbound now from the North Ring Road junction through to the Quays. There's a breakdown on the Dunkettle interchange. It's affecting traffic approaching from the N25 westbound. In Limerick, busy on the Corbally Road southbound from Westbury to the Mill Road junction. And you could be delayed in Galway if you're travelling in the direction of the city on Newcastle Road. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
I suppose you're bursting for me to play Never Smile at a Crocodile, are you?
Oh, go on.
Well, no, we have to do it.
Go on, you might as well.
Because we're here now, you know. Mm-hmm. And Joe Connell's with me, and we're in company now.
Yes.
This is from Disney. This is Never Smile at a Crocodile.
Excellent.
Have a lovely day. Talk to you
Same
in the morning.
Same to you. Salam. Bye-bye.
Look.
Smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away, say good night, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile. You may very well be well bred, lots of etiquette in your head, but there's always some special case, time or place, to forget etiquette. For example, one positively must not wear a pleased expression on his countenance when confronted with that large lizard-like amphibious reptile who has long jaws, armored skin, and webbed feet, and who is known as the crocodile. It has been discovered that one simply cannot cherish an amicable or trustworthy relationship with the aforementioned species. In addition, it is mandatory that one does not become irresistibly drawn into the erroneous belief that the lateral upward extension of his lips means that you are entirely welcome. It is much more reasonable to assume that he is contemplating how you would look in a lizard suit. His. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile.
Never smile at a crocodile. I'm chatting here with Joe Connolly. Curtain up. Are you still curtaining up?
I am. I run a company called Curtain Up Productions. State School and Productions.
Yes, you do.
And it's about young children, Marty. And I've been working with young children for many, many years, through charity events and so forth.
That's right.
And this is a company I run with young children all week.
But it's drama and music.
Music and dance.
Yeah.
And I have a creative director called Danielle Doran, a wonderful young girl who takes over when I'm not around. And they're very fortunate, as they will appear in the toy show among many young children this year.
Lovely.
And they did their piece, they auditioned, they were accepted, and the joy of young children on stage and working with them, and it also keeps me young and happy and stressed.
I know.
Oh my
but
God!
But it's what you do.
It's lovely, and it's also able to bring my craft and expertise into the classroom with them the weekends and during the week.
Yes,
and they will also go and see me in the panto with their families and just think, like, it is traumatic when they see their teacher in a frock, I will add, and they go for treatment after that.
That's fine.
To McDonald's.
That's fine.
There are other outlets,
although not according to the next American president.
No,
but still. Can't they be doing well?
But yeah, I love that company. And it's expanding. And
How long are you doing that?
I'm doing that over 15 years now.
For God's sake.
And I just love it. They did a production there last year, in September. They appeared in the RDS for Barrettstown celebrating 60 years.
Wonderful.
And it was lovely. And to give those extra elements outside of their class. And part of it is being part of a huge choir. And that choir auditioned, and they'll do some charity work now in Nutgrove Shopping Centre, singing Christmas carols for the Cheshire Homes.
But
there,
it's being on. It's doing. It's maybe finding new talent.
And also, from a confidence point of view, some children lack confidence. So much going out there for young children, and to come in and just unwind.
But it's very. It's a tough business. I mean, many of them won't go into the business. And for them, as you say, it's finding their confidence, their inner confidence. But it's a tough business you're in.
Yes.
Do you know? Because, there's a lot of competition. We get that. But also, you've got to be as good, if not better than the other fella. You've got, because the role you take on, for instance, demands so much concentration.
Yeah, it does.
With respect to everybody else's role, because people are looking to you for certain elements that mummies and daddies, for example, will be hanging on your every word. I know that because I have been a mummy and I've been a daddy, and the mummy's been with me, and we have listened, because you always throw in the bits.
Yes,
that enliven our night as well as everything else. And that presumably is something that other people in your field have to do as well. So you're always, always concentrating.
You're always looking out for the next job.
Yes.
I've some auditions coming up after the panto.
Oh, you'll have to get them, surely, to call.
And do they not know who I am?
No, we'll write you.
But, and then you start preparing for auditions and your voice, learning stuff, new songs. I wouldn't change it. I'm in this industry all my life.
And yes, but you love it.
And
with
I love it. I love it with a passion.
There you are, yes.
And I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
I'm very disciplined and stuff like that. But I wouldn't. And it's been very good to me. This industry has been so good to me, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
But you do it too. Because you dedicate yourself to it. You don't just willy nilly just say, "Yeah, it's a gig."
Yeah.
Which, you know, well,
it's more than that.
No, but there are people who do.
Yes.
Treat a lot of what they do as a gig, and it's not to you. It's much more than that. It's much deeper, and it's heartfelt.
And there's some people treat pantomime with, "That's only a pantomime." It's not only a pantomime.
Mm.
There's a craft in it.
That's right.
And you're part of a team who have their skill.
Well, you have very kindly said over the years, you would mention Jack Cruise, you would mention
Maureen,
Harry Potter,
Twink.
All these people who have done this.
On the shoulder of giants, Marty.
Yeah, yeah.
They've gone before, so we are carrying that tradition, whatever house you're in.
Yes.
Be cognizant of what was there before you. Now, there are houses out there have not got the tradition, but they are starting the tradition.
That's right.
And when they get older and move on to other stuff, and people are following up. So the tradition is important, and on the shoulder of giants who set that precedent before us. When I was in the Gaiety with Maureen and all those wonderful people, there were no techniques that they have now regarding the creativeness.
Right.
It was very straightforward.
It was.
But it was entertaining.
That's
and they were entertaining. Hundreds upon hundreds, full house. They were still doing full houses.
Yeah.
With no gimmicks, pure entertainment. And so when I look back and think, that's how I learned that, by watching these people at their best. Comic timing, Maureen.
Incredible.
Yes.
Danny Cummins.
Oh, Danny Cummins, Lord have mercy on that.
Mad articles.
I have to say, he would have been a favourite of mine regarding comedic timing. I would watch him in the wing and the stuff he would do and just small timings, just small timing biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is that how you do that?
That's right. And just learning from these people.
Oh, learning on the job all the time. Yeah, you never stop.
Listen, it's been a joy. I love having you in. You're absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
I was sent a photograph this morning reminding me of a mug that Lily got yesterday. Can you believe the mug? Would you look at the mug?
My God, Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. Isn't that mad?
And now she's the bottle.
Now she's the bottle to go with.
Isn't that lovely?
The bottle to go with it. Isn't that hilarious?
That's a sign.
It's a sign. Now, you can't go without this, so bear with me for one second.
This is no ordinary kitchen. It's a Marty in the Morning kitchen.
It's the way you don't push yourself too far in that. The laid-back approach.
This is Nana from this year's production of Peter Pan at the Gaiety Theatre. This is no ordinary panto. It's the Gaiety Panto. #PantoBump.